The California Water Institute at Fresno State helps all of us to better understand the importance of water management. Laura Ramos is the director at the California Water Institute.
Good morning and welcome to Weekly Water Insights. I'm Laura Ramos from the California Water Institute, and today we're exploring one of the most essential but often misunderstood units in California water management, the acre foot. So what exactly is an acre foot of water? It's a term you'll hear often when we talk about agriculture, reservoir restoration, groundwater recharge, drought planning, and water supply. 1 acre foot is the volume of water needed to cover 1 acre of land to a depth of 1 foot. In gallons, that's roughly 325,000 gallons. To put that into perspective, 1 acre foot can supply about 2 households per year, depending on the household size, indoor and outdoor water use, landscape, and conservation practices. But let's scale it up. Take Millerton Lake, for example, just northeast of Fresno. Created by the Fryant Dam on the San Joaquin River, Millerton Lake has a storage capacity of about 520,000 acre-feet of water. That's approximately 170 billion gallons. Now consider Shasta Lake, California's largest reservoir formed by Shasta Dam on the Sacramento River. It can store more than 4.5 million acre-feet of water, roughly 1.47 trillion gallons. If you're trying to picture that, imagine filling about 2.2 million Olympic-sized swimming pools. That's the kind of scale we're talking about when we manage water for nearly 40 million Californians. Millions of acres of farmland and ecosystems that depend on carefully timed flows. Understanding these numbers is more than trivial. It gives us a window into the scale and complexity of California's water infrastructure. We can talk about drought resilience, flood management, groundwater recharge, or water policy. It helps to understand not just the science and the laws, but the sheer volume of water involved. Looking ahead, as California faces more climate variability, shifting runoff patterns, and competing demands, improving our water literacy, starting with how we measure and store water, will be the key to smart decision-making and more sustainable management. Thank you for joining me on Weekly Water Insights. And don't forget to tune in next week. Together, we can navigate the challenges of water management and build a sustainable future for everyone.
Laura Ramos is the director at the California Water Institute at Fresno State. For more information, you can go to californiawater.org.